Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
All right, you like that? You just entered the Skull Hole, and it feels good. I am the Lupagus here, as always, with One Bar. How are you today, One Bar?
I'm great. And do you really think if you enter the Skull Hole, it feels good?
Yeah, I think it feels great.
I think it'd feel a little dry and a little like, kind of like sand.
Maybe your Skull Hole, not mine.
Oh, God.
I keep mine nice and moist with some chapstick.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, even though it is the dead time of the year, there was some actually Viking news and some mildly generic and boring transactions. But damn it, we're going to talk about them anyways.
I was riveted with these transactions.
Oh, wow. Well, then I'll let you go ahead.
Well, okay. First of all, Vikings signed a couple players. They signed cornerback Terrence Alexander and a safety Isaiah Wharton.
That's not just a safety.
Yeah.
That's the safety. I actually liked him.
Really?
Yeah. I did a little digging on him. He's from Rutgers. He started 48 games for him. He's got good size. I think he's about 6'1", a little over 200 pounds. So will he make the team? Probably not. But I do enjoy him. So
did you enjoy him as much as you enjoyed Andrew Wingard?
No. No, never.
Wasn't Isaiah Wharton the basis of a Dr. Seuss book, Wharton Here's a Who?
Nope.
He wasn't?
No.
So anyway, these signings, they cost the Viking his job, and that was AAFer Jordan Martin.
The first AAFer is gone. Something tells me this will be a theme where we see some AAFers leave, but he is the first one.
I'm going to give him a Skull Hole sip for
you give
his,
him a
for
sip.
Service.
We also signed Stacy Keeley.
Wasn't she a wrestler?
No, that was Stacy Keebler, and she had quite the tuchus.
And great legs, too.
God, I wonder what she looks like these days. I'm going to have to Google image
probably
her here
amazing.
Shortly.
But you know what? That move was fine, but I was actually surprised in who they released, tackle Adam Bisnawati, not because I think he's a great player. I mean, we only had six tackles going into camp now. Now we're down to five. So if someone gets hurt, we're all of a sudden very thin in a position we're not very deep at. So just dropping him was a little bit surprising to me. He must have just looked like a turd.
Yeah, and, you know, he has bounced around from a chunk of teams already very early in his career yet. So he just must not have... The wow factor must have anything, because if we're willing to release him at this point just for Stacy Keeley, As much as I like Bisnawati at Pitt, I did. I think everybody liked him. You liked him.
I did.
He must just not be good.
I'm sorry. I keep picturing Stacy Keeley getting in the ring when she bent over in that little skirt. God. I can't quit thinking of it.
I don't even like wrestling. I know who she is.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna do a little new segment here. This is a slow time, like you said. There's not much going on, so we're gonna do a new thing here. So it's called Ask One Bar. We might
oh my God,
I might come up with a question, or maybe someone on Twitter will ask one eventually. But anyway, Ask One Bar. So I'm gonna ask One Bar a question.
I will answer anything you ask me.
I appreciate it,
regardless
that.
Of how personal it is.
You're an open book.
I'm an open book. I got no secrets.
Are you Braille? Because I'd love to read you. Okay. Anyway, so here's the question. Ask One Bar. Growing up, what was your all-time favorite football-related video game?
Wow. Well, that's not as personal as I thought this might be, but I will definitely give you one hell of an answer.
Yeah.
And it's easy. It's too easy.
Is it too easy?
It's too damn easy. I hope next week it makes me uncomfortable and
blush.
Well,
I hope our listeners challenge us with a new question.
Well, you got to go with Tecmo Bowl. No doubt about it. The amount of hours I played on Tecmo Bowl, and most likely everybody listening played on Tecmo Bowl, well worth those hours. Vikings, Herschel Walker, you put in Rick Fenny. You usually start a season, you get three games into it, and even though Wade Wilson is ripping shit up, you put Rich Gannon in just because you can. Yep. You put Rich Gannon in, you put Chris Carter in because it starts with Anthony Carter and Hassan Jones, and you start messing with those lineups. You put punt, you got to change the punt returners. Oh, God, I want to play Tecmo Bowl right now.
I think you're actually getting erect right now.
Woo.
I agree. Mine, though, is I actually like the Super Nintendo version where you hit the X button and put Rick Fenny over the top when you're on the goal line situations.
I wish Rick Fenny would be over the top of me right now. Love that guy.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, there's some great games growing up. You know, NFL Blitz, I always had fun with, and obviously Madden. You remember NFL Game Day? They had that mode where you could actually be an expansion team. I love that. So all you could pick was like the free agents available. I think you got a draft, but you actually had to like make your team from these expansion players, like these shitty free agents that were still available. That was awesome. You could like name your team. I think I was the Cox.
Yeah, there was a handful of games that came out, like you said, Blitz, but Madden was obviously the next one, and that's still the big boy. After Tecmo Bowl was donezo, you get Sega, you get Madden. It was fantastic. Yep. But Tecmo Bowl will always live in our hearts, and we still play that damn game, and I still put in Rich Gannon just for the hell of it.
Well, we have a tournament every sucks. Year. We have a tournament every year, and I did not do well last year.
Rich Gannon throws it 50 yards over a wide-open Anthony Carter every time, but it's you got to keep him in.
Remember we played that around Christmas time, and we played that, and you'd also play that damn Chipmunk song?
Yeah, I did.
No wonder they wanted the hula hoop. All right, so here's the point of the podcast today. We're going to talk about Vikings. Three Vikings on the offensive side of football need to step up, and then also three on the defensive side who need to step up and have big 2019 seasons. Some of these may just be for the Vikings to be successful in 2019. Others may be just because these guys are fighting for their jobs and need to step up just to retain their jobs. So when we start offense, I'm going to go ahead and let you start here, Onebar.
Well, I am going to go with a position that was heavily addressed in the draft.
Doggy style?
No, I'm starting on the offensive line. Pat Elflein will be moving to guard. And, you know, he's been with the Vikings, 2 years now? And both were at center. And, you know, his rookie year, he looked pretty damn good.
He looked splendid.
Last year, not so great. I think that had maybe a little bit to do with some injuries. Yep. But he's getting a fresh start at left guard, where he's very familiar with his time at
Ohio State.
So the way I see it, he's got a clean slate, but if he happens to go out there and lay a turd on left guard this year, I actually think that there's a very good chance that they could just say screw it and move on from him. He's got to step up. He's got to man his spot and help this offensive line go. So Pat Elflein is my guy, and he needs to prove himself.
I agree 100% with that. I think he needs to step up, and I think he will. I absolutely think he will. I mean, he had a great rookie year. I don't think he was healthy last year. He didn't get the preseason in, so I don't think he was ever really up to shape, up to snuff, and that showed. So I think put him at left guard where he's probably a better fit. I think he's gonna be freaking amazing next year.
Well, and you got to look at it. Three of the 4 years at Ohio State, he played left guard. Mm-hmm. They put him at center his senior year, and yes, he was fantastic. Won the Rim Job Award. But he's more familiar with left guard.
The rim job? Award?
Remington.
Oh. So he's left guard. So what do you prefer, your left nut or your right nut?
My left nut hangs lower than my right nut.
Really?
I think that's very common. If you're listening, go ahead and just take a glance in the mirror and you'll confirm.
Measure.
Might not be by much, but it'll you can tell in the mirror.
Please send us the measurements.
All right, who do you got?
I'm going to go Kirk Cousins. And I'm not a Kirk Cousins basher by any means. He had a great year. He threw for, 4,000 yards last year. He had a shit ton of touchdowns. What I want to see from Kirk Cousins in 2019, I want him to put a game on his back and will the Vikings to victory. The only time he did that last year that I can remember is week 2 against the Packers. We were down late by a couple scores. And, you know, he literally just kind of willed us back into that game, made some freaking badass throws. And I want to see more of that from Kirk Cousins in 2019. He should have better protection. I mean, his weapons are still going to be badass. I just want him to take this team and just, you know, will it to victory maybe once or twice this year. Just I think that's something that Cousins can do, and I want to see him do it.
Yeah, I think with this offensive line, I think with a more healthy Dalvin Cook, I think he's got it in him. I think he's going to have a hell of a year.
I do too.
I'm hell of a year.
And if he doesn't, then yikes. But I think he will.
Nah, he's got it. I'm gonna stick on the offensive line here. I'm lame, but I'm going Riley Reiff. He needs to step it up. I think last year with Tom Compton next to him, he was trying to do a little too much, which anybody would because Tom Compton is Tom Compton.
Yeah.
So I think this year Reiff is going to be able to be a little more comfortable, concentrate on his guy, concentrate on his assignments. Let hopefully Elflein, like I mentioned before, do his job. And I think we're going to see a much better Riley Reiff. And for his price tag and for the way where he's playing, I think that just needs to be something we do not worry about one bit.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, I think that's definitely where the Vikings are probably looking to a 2020 draft to be left tackle if he freaking lays a turd next year. But
well, and if he doesn't, you could look at all the chatter of moving Brian O'Neill over there sooner than they might want to.
Yeah.
If it's me, I leave O'Neill on the right tackle forever because he's fantastic. Beautiful. But we do not want to rush O'Neill over there, especially maybe even this season if Reiff is just crap in the bed over there. We want it as is. So Reef's got a lot of nuts on his shoulder.
I think you made a good point too. He probably was trying to compensate for shitty Tom Compton playing next to him. So he was probably trying to man two spots at once. So yeah, I think Reef will have a much better 2019, and you know, just the whole line's gonna be better as a whole. So yeah, obviously I think he needs to step up, and I think he will. So I'm gonna go a guy. You know, this isn't detrimental to the team, but this guy needs to have a huge camp if he's even gonna be on the team in 2019. Laquan Treadwell.
What? I can't believe you said him.
Yeah. You know, he actually needs to play balls out from day one, training camp. He needs to stay late catching balls. He needs to, have huge preseason games. And this guy is on the cutting room floor. The Vikings have to make some kind of cap room right now to sign Garrett Bradbury. And, you know, Treble is a guy they could just flat out release even before just to make room so they can sign him. Because he's a first round pick. What's he have, like 30 career receptions or something?
Oh, he's got touchdown. More than that.
Okay, maybe 57.
He does have one touchdown. I know that.
He's got one touchdown. I mean, he's one of the biggest busts, Vikings draft busts in recent years. Oh. And if he is going to be on this team, he absolutely has to. Not just, I mean, he's got to play not just solid. He's got to play like amazing to make this team. So, Treble, you need to step up to save your job. Otherwise, you are going to be cut late August looking for work in September.
Yeah, he has, I looked it up, 56 career receptions. So, you were pretty close. But
I said 57.
Honestly, I mean, you said everything that needed to be said about Treadwell. When all is said and done, I don't think he's on the team.
Yeah, it's especially with these rookies they brought in, and you know, you got Chad Beebe last year who showed some stuff. So, it's I think the chances of him not making the team are much better than him making the team. So he's really got to play out of his freaking head.
Yeah, I think he is going to be cut. Unlike my dear friend from high school, Maitland.
Yeah.
That's it. Or no, we still got more offense.
Only was he not circumcised. He wore rec specs.
Yes, he did, and he wore them well. My next one is Dalvin Cook, running back. He needs to step up. Why? Well, Latavius Murray, his sidekick is Gonzo. Murray held his own as far as those tough yards, and I know we got Madison in the draft, but this offense is going to be heavily, heavily dependent on what Cook does. He hasn't played a full 16-game season yet. I mean, he's only two seasons in, but he needs to stay healthy. When he is out there and he's running the ball, he's proved himself. But, I mean, this guy is looked at as a game changer. And in 2 years, he's got four touchdowns on the ground and two receiving touchdowns. So he's going to need to step up, be a big part of this offense, and make defenses shake in their boots.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with you on this one. You know, he's shown flashes here and there of what he can be, but and the guy just can't stay healthy. And whether it's, you know, is he a China doll or is he just unlucky, I don't know, but Cook needs to put together a 16-game season. I mean, this guy should be catching 60 balls a year and scoring, you know, damn near 20 touchdowns combined. That's the kind of ability he has, and he has shown flashes, but we need to see the entire thing, and I hope this is the year Dalvin Cook can put it together.
And when he's out there, you know, make no mistake, he makes plays. He's averaging 4.7 yards a carry. He's shifty. He can go to the house anytime he touches it. He needs to stay healthy with the improved offensive line. I think the cards are in his favor.
And that's the key, the improved offensive line. Bradbury at center, you got Elflin over the left guard, and you got Klein or Samia at right guard. So this line should be much better. You should have a lot more running room next year. So this is it. This is Cook's year.
This is it. Ooh.
The Chicago?
I don't know.
Oh.
All right, who do you got? Who's the last one?
And I'm going to cheat a little bit here. This isn't exactly an offensive player, but this is a guy definitely needs to step up. And that's Dan, your boyfriend, Bailey. Bailey.
Daniel.
This guy kicked 75. He made 75% of his field goals.
Hell yeah.
That's shit. I can make 75% of field goals.
Well, you couldn't. I've seen you kick. Horrible.
All right. He's got to be better. I mean, and maybe Marwan Maluf can do something that Prefer couldn't, but I don't know. I mean, when we got Dan Bailey last year, I was so stoked. This guy was just freaking solid in Dallas. I mean, he was just, he hit every time. He comes over here and he's just a shit show, missing kicks he should make. This is a team, the Vikings, especially last year. I mean, we had a lot of close games. We need these field goals. We can't be missing field goals. I mean, Dan Bailey has to step up. If this team is going to get back to the playoffs and even contend for a title, we need Dan Bailey to be, you know, at least 90% on these field goals, not 75. And that's shit. That is pure shit.
Well, there was rumblings that he still wasn't feeling fantastic and not healthy. They haven't brought in another kicker. I don't even think they've signed a free agent from rookie minicamp or anything. So
which is shocking. That's absolutely shocking.
It appears Dan Bailey is their boy. And, you know, he finished the year pretty damn good. I think he had a shaky start to the to his Vikings career, but he finished pretty good. I think at this point, all signs point to him being their guy, and the 75% can only get better.
It can't get any worse. It really can't get any worse. All right, let's move into defense now. I'm going to go ahead and start. So I'm going to start with a guy who actually, stat-wise, had a good season. Eric Kendricks hit 108 tackles. He had a sack. He had a couple picks. But when you watch this guy in film, I mean, he's missing tackles. He's missing a ton of tackles. His coverage is shaky. He's not the Eric Kendricks I remember from a couple years ago, making just game-changing plays, getting touchdowns, you know, tackling everything in sight. You know, I just think he just needs to step up, be a little more consistent. I think he was just way too inconsistent last year. I want him to be the Eric Kendricks of, you know, 16, 15, where he was just really shocking people. Maybe not 15, 17, 16. I'm getting too far back.
Yeah, his rookie year was nothing but everybody was excited about him. And, you know, he didn't have a horrible year, like you said, but those missed tackles, bad angles, he needs to step up. We're bringing back the same three linebackers as last year with Barr and Gideon on the side. So a lot of the defense revolves around him, and he does need to play better than he did last year.
Yeah, you know, it actually surprised me when you go and look at his stats because they're like consistent with what he's done. But God, you watch him. And
well, if
just,
he would have made some of those tackles, he'd probably have double the tackles. His missed tackles make me just irate.
I can tell. You are fuming. Your cheeks are red. I'm talking about his butt cheeks.
I'm going with another guy that is very well known to the Minnesota Vikings, and that's Everson Griffen. We all know what he can do. We all know what happened last year. And that's why I think that's a big reason he does need to step up, because with the amount of money he's getting paid, you know, there was rumblings that he might even be back. He might be traded. He might be flat out cut. But you know what? He's back. He restructured. And just for his sake, he needs to step up and start off the season with a bang, because if he's laying turds out there, people are going to start bitching.
Because there's poop on the field.
And he's going to be a target easily.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, Griffen, just to have a normal year, he had those issues last year where he was away from the team for a while. Just to have a normal year, I think, will help. And, you know, this guy's still extremely talented, and I expect him to bounce back big time. I think he will be back to double-digit sacks. And, yeah, so I would be – actually, I'm going to be very shocked if he does not step up. That would be mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, something tells me he's going to have a little bit of an extra fire right up his old tuchus hole this year.
Oh, I agree with that. And maybe it's just from having too many jalapenos.
Mm, those are my favorite.
Are they?
Who you got?
All right, I'm going to go Jalen Holmes. You know, Jalen Holmes is a rookie from last year. He was a D-end in Ohio State. They moved him inside D-tackle. He had three tackles and a sack a year ago. Here's the thing with the Vikings. We lost Sheldon Richardson. You know, we couldn't afford to re-sign him, which wasn't surprising one bit. We need somebody to create interior pressure. Right now we have Shamar Stephen and Linval Joseph as the starters. Those are both kind of you know, more run stuffers, big old boys who aren't going to get in the backfield and make a lot of ruckus. Jalen Holmes is going to come in on passing downs. He needs to step up. He needs to be the guy who can create the pressure, blow past those guards, get in the quarterback's face, disrupt the timing, you know, and just get some sacks. And the Vikings are going to be leaning on this guy to do that. They did get in late, was it sixth round, Armand Watts, who, you know, the guy does have some talent. He can do the same thing. So if Holmes doesn't step up, you know, I don't think his job is one bit safe this year.
I think they're going to give him much more of a chance this year. Last year it was very, very bleak to get out there with Sheldon Richardson. And I think this will be a very, very telling year of what we got in Jalen Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, he's a absolute wild card. I have no idea what this guy can bring to the field. And I hope he can, you know, I mean, he was an end in college. So hopefully he can bring some of that pass rush ability right up the middle, right in the face.
You know what? We forgot to mention what we are drinking our glorious, very cold beers out of.
What is it?
It is, it's a Viking horn.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. The one of our loyal, fantastic listeners known as the Foxman sent us a couple of horns. I don't even know where he got them.
I think he killed a bison.
Yeah, I think he
made them.
You know, knowing him, I think he just found it, slit its throat, ripped it off.
I don't think bisons have horns.
I don't know. Anyways, Foxman, cheers to you. These horns are beautiful. You'll see it in our picture. Yeah, they're awesome.
Absolutely. There was a girl in sixth grade named Hornosaurus who used to scratch me.
You're the only person who called her Hornosaurus.
No, everybody called her Hornosaurus.
All right, I got on the list, Tayshaun Bower. Tayshaun Bower needs to step up, and this is one of the guys you mentioned that you know, he might just need to step up to save his job.
Absolutely.
This isn't just step up to get playing time, but Bower, you know, it seems like he's been around forever. He's still only 24 years old. A lot of intrigue around him, especially preseason, because that's where you get his playing time. But when you look at it, he's got one career sack. He doesn't see the field a ton. The intrigue, I would say, is starting to dwindle a little bit. But he needs to step up, have a big preseason, because you got guys like Hercules breathing down your throat. You got Devontae Downs. And, of course, Ifeatie Odenigbo.
Yep, who's back.
Who is back. So I'm a little worried for Tayshaun Bower this year.
A lot more competition for Bower. Like you said, Odenigbo's back. Modafaia Hercules is back. So, yeah, I mean, his spot is nowhere near guaranteed. He has to impress in camp to save his ass, save his job, and bring home the groceries.
I mean, even last year, come cut time, he was at least questioned as far as if he's going to get it. So I'm pulling for him. I like watching him. I hope he gets it, but he should be a little scared.
Was he hurt last year? I feel like he was. I think he was hurt, but who knows? All right, I got another guy too, and this is a guy who needs to, you know, he had a great rookie year. I'm not going to lie. Undrafted free agent cornerback Holton Hill. But, you know, he got that suspension. If I'm Holton Hill, I'm coming into camp. I'm on my best behavior. I'm staying late. I'm coming to meetings early. I'm taking notes. I'm going to try and impress everybody I can. I'm going to try to get, you know, back on Mike Zimmer's good side. I'm going to kiss ass. I mean, this guy has the ability. He has the size. He can return punts. He can return kicks. He's a great player. But there was issues with him coming out of college, and now he got suspended. So if I'm Holton Hill, you know, I need to step up my play just to stay on this team because, you know, they got Chris Boyd in the draft. I know he's a seventh-round pick, but that guy's got a lot of talent. And, you know, there's a couple AAFers, too, who are fighting for this job. So, Holton Hill, you need to step up just to save your ass.
Yeah, you nailed it. I actually have absolutely nothing to add to that. Mm-hmm. You need to step it up. Like you said, Chris Boyd. Chris Boyd's going to be a very fun one to watch.
He is.
It's going to be a good battle. I am going, finishing off defense with Jahleel Johnson. Jahleel Johnson, we've talked about him before.
Yeah.
Former fourth-round pick. Really has not done anything, hasn't seen the field. I love Jahleel Johnson. I hope he gets some opportunities, but I think he is in, I think it's very shaky for him to make the team. And, you know, when I was looking at this, I think there's a Madden cover curse. I think the Vikings have a fourth round curse.
Yeah.
Let me rattle off some fourth round names that the Vikings have taken over the years.
Okay.
2011, Christian Ballard.
Ballin.
Not Ballin, it's Ballard.
Ballin's a medical term for penis.
All right, we got Gerald Hodges. Yuck.
Yeah. Oh, no, he had a good
run. He did all right. We ended up trading him, but, you know, not great. Who else we got? We got TJ Clemmings.
You know, he started a lot of games, but he sucked.
I don't care. Tom Compton started a lot of games. Oh, you want another fourth rounder? How about Willie Beavers? Willie Beavers. And then we go to, you know, we got Ben Gideon and Jahleel Johnson that same year. Gideon. Yeah. Let's be honest. Gideon was probably made to be a backup linebacker in this league.
Yeah, you know,
Jahleel Johnson probably made to be a backup defensive tackle. Best case.
I didn't think Gideon was worth a fourth round pick.
But those are, you know, that's just in the matter of like the last 5 or 6 years. That's a lot of turds when it comes around four. And Jahleel Johnson is on the cusp of being another giant turd of round four.
Yeah, you know, and he actually, was it last year or the year before? He had a really impressive preseason.
I don't remember that ever.
He showed a lot, and I was expecting him to do a lot more during the season. And he gets in there and he does shit, which is crazy because you get a guy like Tom Johnson who gets in that one play, and he'll like have a sack or he'll make a big play. And then
how's Tom Johnson not signed yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's retiring. I don't know what's going on there.
He's old.
Yeah, Jahleel, I mean, it hasn't happened yet for whatever the reason is, and it's very surprising to me because this guy has all the ability. He's shown the preseason. Why he can't turn it on when it counts is beyond me.
Well, and he is playing behind Linval Joseph. He's Linval's backup. Linval is out there pretty much all the time. So there's that, I guess. I'm trying to throw him a bone here.
I know. Jahleel, you got to play on your mind this preseason to make this team, so you definitely need to step up. All right, so I think that's everybody. You got anybody else?
That's it. A lot of pressure. lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, this is good. You know, there's a lot of competition this year. There's been a lot of exciting battles in camp, so I'm excited for it. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and make sure to go to Twitter, give us a follow. Lupagus, at Lupagus, L-U-P-A-G-U-S, and at Matt underscore Falk, F-A-L-K.
If you got a question for Wumbar, go ahead and send it too, because...
yeah, I want it to be dirty.
Really?
Not too dirty.
He said he would answer anything.
Maybe.
Like the grossest person he's ever masturbated to.
Jesus Christ.
I know who it is.
Wrap it up.
All right, so a little advice from the Lupagus. You guys want to save a little money? I know it sucks. You buy razors at the store, you get those nice Gillette ones or the Mach 5s, whatever, they cost you like $17 a cartridge. You know what? I just found out. You go to Amazon, same exact razor. It's not a name brand, but you get like a year's worth of cartridges and the razor for like $11. So save yourself some money and shave off that gross-ass beard or your pubes or your chest. And, you know, you do it for $11. So, and you save the rest of that money, maybe buy yourself some rubbers.
$11 for a razor. Something tells me you're going to be dipping your balls in a big old bowl of ice after that.
No way. These things are smooth. They're nice.